You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we've got it cooking in here. We had Danny Zalanker and Isabel Fine. They were talking about Wynwood, and you know what they want in Wynwood? Young kids in action. So, Dr. Schreier, they want you. We've got Dr. Brian Schreiner on. Is that about right?
That's perfect.
Oh, my God. I know. How did I do that?
Excellent.
He's dean of the FIU College of Architecture and the Arts. We call it CARTA. Under his leadership, the college's mission to deploy the power of architecture and the arts to engage the global community to create, innovate, and inspire solutions to social, economic, and environmental problems. He's taken it to new heights. We're going to talk about the future of the film, animation, and gaming industries in Miami. We might even talk a little bit about FIU. Dean, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now remember, not a bunch of yeses and nos. We practiced.
I promise. Yes. No.
Indeed. All right. So, Dean, why don't we start out with what is CARTA?
CARTA is one of the most innovative colleges in the United States. It consists of 7 independent academic units: architecture, interior architecture, landscape architecture, theater, art, art history, and communication arts.
Wow, it sounds like you have some pretty good fundamentals. If you get all those arrows pointing in the right direction, you might have something going there.
Exactly. We are the only college in the United States to combine the art, visual arts, performing arts, communication arts, and design arts. Makes us pretty special.
It sounds like it. Now, somebody goes there, they pay the money. Now, you're an in-state school, so they get in-state tuition if they're from Florida, right?
Correct.
Do people come here from other places to go to your...
We do. We have about 10% of our population actually comes from out of the country.
Wow. And that's within your college or the university?
Within our college.
Okay.
College.
Now, it sounds to me like you're starting to graduate people, and if I believe what I'm going to read in the Miami Herald, and that usually does take a big leap... But in this case, I believe it. It seems like the tech industry in South Florida is hamstrung because they can't get enough highly trained professionals. And it sounds to me like that's a call to arms for you.
Right. And what the College of Architecture is all about is connecting with the community and finding ways to make sure that our students are career ready. Not just job ready, but career ready.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, guys? A man that finally said careers, not just jobs.
There you go.
Oh, I love you. I love you. Now, how do you help people get careers going here?
We make sure that the curriculum we offer them partners with public-private partnerships, government, nonprofit, industry, and that they're involved in the curriculum that we're preparing the students for.
So people that are going to be hiring them are telling, you know, a kid needs to be able to do this, why, that, or let me rephrase that. A graduate of your program needs to be able to do this, that, or the other.
Correct. And we want to make sure that as they're learning their profession, they have access to the profession while they're learning about the profession.
Oh, and I thought you were just going to give me just an absolute softball and tell me while they were doing all that, they were also having fun. They have fun, too,
don't
they?
Of course, they have fun. We actually have 16,000 square feet on Lincoln Road. Where else can you study in the United States than at FIU and on Lincoln Road?
I don't know. It sounds to me like you just answered your question. Yeah. I guess that Dr. Sejas must be involved with you somehow.
He is. Ambassador Paul Sejas, through his generosity, we are now at 420 Lincoln Road since 2011, and that's kind of an interesting story. When I became the dean, I spoke with the faculty and asked them, what's missing by being, you know, on the West? How can we bring FIU to the east part of the county? And I visited several different people around the county, and Ambassador Sejas said, I want you on Miami Beach.
Wow, he sounds like a visionary. I know that the folks from the earlier segment, the CCIMs, are here. They're already pitching you on coming into Wynwood.
Exactly, and we want to be there. The Innovation Lab.
Well, there, the price just went up. You're not in real estate, that's for sure.
Well, we're looking for people to help us get there. Let me rephrase that.
There you go. And I think I got the two right here with Danny and with Isabel. They're just saying show them the money. But I think that really what we're going to do is show them the energy, because it sounds to me like your kind of campus brings that unique energy that people that are seeking to make places look for. All right. So now, a degree from you is fungible. People can make money with it? Is that true?
That's very true. That's very true. In fact, in the performance funding metrics that the state has now, one of the measures is, are your students graduating timely? and how much money do they make upon graduation?
Now, we teased this a little bit about what's the future of the film industry and the entertainment industry and the electronic gaming industry. Right. Can you give us a little insight into each one of those different silos?
I can a little bit. What we're doing at FIU is we're a big believer that our curriculum needs to be at the forefront of innovation. And what we see is that going, whether you're taking a BFA or an MFA, which are two different degrees, undergraduate
and graduate.
So that's
a Bachelor of Fine Arts or a Master of Fine Arts for those of us who know our letters?
Exactly. All right.
I'm an academician.
All right. So we offer both the bachelor's and the master's in animation and digital arts. We also offer the bachelor's and master's in graphic design.
Wow. Now, do I have to be, like, good with art and drawing with my hands? Or this is electronic, so it's like avatars and stuff, right?
Exactly. We want to make sure that when the students graduate, they have the design skills, the technical skills, but they also have the business skills. They also need to understand project management, storytelling.
And how to make money with what they're doing?
We would hope so.
Well, I would more than hope so. This is what's going to have to keep America at the forefront.
Exactly.
You know, we've got this type of void in our community where we're trying to really bootstrap our way to being an epicenter of technology, and it sounds to me like your program is one of the hubs in the wheels.
I would agree. And let me add something. There's something called an education STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And in the College of Architecture and the Arts, we firmly believe that what's missing from STEM education is arts and design, and should be called STEAM education, because it's a student's or a graduate's ability to be innovative and creative in those disciplines that actually fuels the creative economy that is Miami's economy today.
I'm going to take a time out and really be cheesy and say you need to go full steam ahead with that.
Thank you very much.
Now, Doctor, what are some of the initiatives coming up that we can look forward to coming out of CARTA as you continue to build and expand this Touchstone program?
Right. The college's strategic plan for 2015 through 2020 has three basic principles. And the basic principles are making sure that our students are career ready, as I mentioned before. And that means partnering with people. So all the initiatives that we have with internships, we just launched a new internship program with Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. They built a beautiful facility on our Biscayne Bay campus, a rehearsal, performance, and production facility where performing arts students can work and practice. Another initiative on CARTA 2020 is making sure that these innovation labs that we started on Miami Beach, we're looking to create those innovation labs throughout Miami.
Ronald, what's in an innovation lab?
Innovation lab is where we do things differently than we can't do on campus. So we're all about being interdisciplinary. So it's where architects get to work with musicians, get to work with performing arts students. One of the things we have on the we will launch on the Miami Beach campus is the 3D printing, MakerBot 3D printing lab. This is where students in design or in music can sit down and work with a 3D printer.
That's like a unicorn to me. Could you pretty really exciting. Like do a pen and stuff like
we
that?
We could.
How about a person? Not yet, right?
Well, we couldn't tell you if we could.
R2-D2, yeah, you got that Defense Department smile going there. You're an evil guy back there doing that strange Defense Department consulting. Now, what are some of the innovations that we're going to see coming out of there? What are some of the – oh, that's what I want to know.
All right.
Tell me the coolest project one of your students is working on. Take your time.
Coolest project.
Come on. Somebody had to come up with something really cool.
If it's the coolest, but I can tell you one of the things we're working on.
Well, you got four old nerdy people here, so it's got to be cool to us. Oh, wait. Isabel, you're not nerdy, and you're very lovely.
One of the things I think is pretty cool is living in South Florida, we have to be very concerned about climate change.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And the College of Architecture and the Arts, we believe, is at the forefront of the adaptation strategies.
Yeah, when I asked one of my clients what they were doing to adapt their waterfront condo to climate change, you know what they said? Another layer of parking.
There you go.
Actually, a floor of parking. I said it wrong. Sounded like I didn't know real estate. So what are some of the adaptive uses you're seeing people come up with?
Well, we just had two professors who had an exhibition at the Coral Gables Museum called Miami 2100, the innovation The Next Century, Marilys Nepomecci and Marta Kanavas. And there they looked at what would happen as the sea rose and what would happen to Miami.
Okay, hold it right there. We've got to go to a break. Great. Can you stick around and do one more segment? You heard traffic stinks out there.
I'd be happy to.
All right, we're going to talk about adapting to sea level rise in South Florida after this DVD. It's all yours, but make sure you bring us back.